It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, things are looking up, Chicago. Why? Well, because my next guests have produced some new work for Channel 11. That's right. Jeffrey Bear and producer Eddie Griffin have teamed up for the television tour called Chicago's South Side. It airs on Channel 11 on November 30th at 7:30 p.m. You know Jeffrey's work, Chicago by L, Chicago's Lakefront, the Boulevards by Bike, Chicago by Boat. I'm hoping for Chicago by Hovercraft.
Or drone.
Or drone would be good. Jeffrey Bear and Eddie Griffin, thanks for being here. Good to see you guys.
Thanks for having
us. Great to be here.
So, I was thinking about this. I'm like, okay, so you kind of already covered Southside a little bit because you did Chicago by L, and that was neighborhoods. But
and
what's
biking the boulevards.
And biking too, the boulevard. So what's the difference here when you do Chicago by Southside? What are you doing in this one that's different than the others?
Well, we've never done a show, and Jeffrey's never done a show, where it's just focusing on the South Side. You know, so biking the boulevards, you know, cut a path and cut around and the L, you know, follow the L path. But we're doing neighborhoods. This is all about the neighborhoods. And, you know, there's maybe 28 or so that we got through.
Eddie counted them all.
Yeah, I did on the way in, and I was trying to make sure that we got them all in. But, of course, you know.
A long time ago, Jeffrey gave up counting.
Believe me.
It was done by Chicago by L. He's like, listen, new contract, I don't count.
Well, and so to sort of focus it down, we focus it around eight featured neighborhoods, sort of the eight big ones. Can you name them, Eddie? It's like naming the reindeer.
Beverly, yeah. Bridgeport, Chinatown, Englewood.
That's four.
We call it the Southeast Side, which is really South Chicago East Side, South Deering, and Hegwisch.
Oh, my God.
We've also then
this
got
is really good.
Pullman. And
Chinatown, did you say?
Yes, and Chinatown, yeah. I did say.
See, this
twice.
Is what happens.
Do Chinatown twice.
you said Beverly, and, you said Bridgeport.
They say Bronzeville.
Bronzeville.
Did I get a Bronzeville?
All the bees.
There you go. So in
Englewood.
You got Englewood. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
did
for
I say
all
Englewood?
These neighborhoods, these are, I mean, this is an interesting tour because Chicago with the Stockyards and the Chicago South Side, there's a ton of tradition. There's a ton of history. I've just on my own, just as an amateur, gone to different places being like, oh, that's the first blah, blah, blah in the entire country. Oh, this is unbelievable to see this place is still standing. This is like Chicago history. So the South Side has a tremendous amount of history that a lot of people never see.
Yeah, well, Chicago settled from the South. I mean, if you think about it, in the days, like the early days, you had to come around the bottom of the lake to get into Chicago. So all this, and then you would have had to cross the river to go to the north, right? So all the settlement kind of piled up on the South Side. The first Gold Coast of Chicago was on the South Side. All the big industrial developments, you know, it all started on the South Side of Chicago. The other thing that Eddie and I were talking about before is, you know, people say they're from the South Side, right? Like I'll confess it, I'm a North Side guy. I've lived on the North Side all my life. I love the North Side, right? But it's not like my identity.
Right.
Right. Eddie is from?
I'm from Beverly. I'm a Southsider, which means I have a lot of people to answer to if we get any of this wrong. but, you know, very often it comes out. And I don't know if that's because, you know, us being WTTW and other television stations stuff are, you know, either in the loop or North Side. So it's we don't cover the South Side as much because of just logistics. I mean, it takes a long time
There's
to get down
a lot
there.
Of that. Yeah,
we had to build overtime into our budget.
We did.
Literally did. Because it takes a long time to
and
get
to these
And
then went over
locations.
That a little
well,
bit.
Well, Jeffrey, I mean, you from your travels and doing all the different documentaries I mentioned earlier, you've learned a lot about Chicago, not just the North Side, but the South Side. Were there things in this one that you're like, oh, I had no idea that I didn't even know
no,
where
I know everything.
You know everything.
I know everything there is to know. To me, that's the joy and what I love most about my work is when people come up, they say, you know, I've lived there all my life and I never knew that, you know, and I love that. I love discovering, you know, there's some things in the show that I had known about from other shows. But when I first, you know, learned about them, blew my mind. You know, Myers Ace Hardware in Bronzeville used to be this big jazz club in the era of the Stroll. And the Black Metropolis. And if you go in there and you go in the manager's office, that was the stage. And the backdrop is still painted on the wall.
Ah,
this sort
cool.
of Afrocentric kind of almost like it's kind of weird. It's almost like Afro-Cuban would be very not PC today, you know, like natives beating on bongos. But this was like the backdrop for Louis Armstrong and Earl Father Hines and all these people who played in this club, you know, and it's now an Ace Hardware store.
Now, Eddie, you grew up in Beverly. Were there things, you know, researching and putting this together that you didn't know about your own neighborhood?
Yeah, so specifically in Beverly, there's a kind of a newer microbrew pub, Horse Thief Hollow. And it opened probably 2 to 3 years ago, something like that. The name comes from, you know, down there, the Beverly Ridge, the historic ridge was, you know, kind of a you know, even a prehistoric island.
It's the highest point in Chicago.
Right.
Highest elevation.
And horse thieves used to steal horses, and they would hide them in the ravine. And so, you know, that it was, you know, similar or around where the restaurant is now was once like a horse thief trading place.
The horses that you stole. That's mm-hmm. where you put them. This is great. If you've not seen any of the Channel 11 WTTW documentaries that Jeffrey and Eddie have been a part of, you got to check them out. I mean, they're some of the greatest television. And I've said this to you before, Jeffrey. This is some of the greatest television produced here ever.
Well, thank you.
Ever.
Thank you.
And
actually, you can see all these shows if you go on our website, WTTW.com/Jeffrey Bear. It's spelled funny, GeoffreyBaer. But if you can find your way there, you know, you can see them online.
Well, you know, let's take a quick break. The show is called Chicago South Side. It's going to be the television tour that airs on Channel 11 on November 30th. That's at 7:30. Jeffrey Bear and producer Eddie Griffin in studio with me. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more.
Coming from the south, 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 side of the Bronx, the cars, the half moons, the stars.
Welcome back to The Download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest tonight, Jeffrey Bear, Eddie Griffin. They got a new television tour for WTTW. You thought this was going to be a bleak holiday, you know, with all the snow and everything. No way. Here comes Chicago Southside, a new Jeffrey Bear joint. Can I say that?
I love it. Absolutely.
Well, Spike was in town this summer.
Exactly. November 30th at 7:30 on Channel 11. It's all about the Southside. We talked a little bit about the unique things in Bronzeville and Beverly. One of my favorite areas of the Southside is the Southeast Side. When you start going down to Calumet Fisheries and that area, and it's just unbelievable the history that's in that area. How much are you guys focusing on that area as part of the documentary?
Well, it's one of our major segments. We go down, we interview Dan Lira, who's with the South Chicago Chamber of Commerce, and Jeffrey interviews him on the site of the old U.S. Steel Southworks plant.
Completely cleared site, except these huge, like 30, 40 foot high concrete walls that run for like thousands of feet that were just too big to tear down.
Yeah, I mean, if you think Chicago is the third largest city in the country, we've got a ton of undeveloped room down there. I mean, of course, it was, you know, there was 4 or 5 steel factories down there. But it's like you're 10 minutes from the loop, but it's, you know, it's basically a wilderness now.
Well, you see that in the economic development plans of the mayor and some of the aldermen, especially down in that area, 10th Ward, just talking about Pullman, talking about that area, mm-hmm. developing it, making it mixed use, making it housing.
Well, this plot of land where U.S. Steel Southworks used to be is larger than the loop. It's a bigger parcel than the loop. It's going to take 30 to 40 years to develop it, but we have this aerial shot of their rendering. You know, it's right on the lakefront, marinas.
It's a whole new city.
Yeah.
I mean, in 40 years, you're going to be like, I guess it'll be East Chicago. Well, there is an East Chicago, but
yeah.
Chicago
well,
East.
Well, I mean, but of course, these things all depend on the economy. That plan was in place 12 years ago when I did the South Suburbs show for Channel 11, and we showed aerial photos. It was a different developer at that time. So, you know, we'll see. But at least now they've run Lakeshore Drive down there. They've built a park along the lake. There's a sign that says Mariano's is going in there. You know, these are the things that you have to sort of see, you know, as the economy changes, maybe these things can happen.
You know, Chicago's always been called a city of neighborhoods, and these neighborhoods have all their historic stories. What I always love about your work is that you show then and now. Chinatown's a good example. I think of Canaryville, Bridgeport, Bronzeville, too. A lot of what's happening now are almost in stark contrast to the history of those neighborhoods. They're not the same.
Right. And, you know, if we just did a historical documentary and aired it today, you know, a lot of the histories of the neighborhoods and the people who live there, you know, like you're saying, it wouldn't be their history. You know, so we would do, you know, the segment on Inglewood. It would not be anything like the people who live there now. So what I love about this show is that we get to, yes, we show you the important, you know, events and historical things that happen, but also show you what life is like now in the neighborhoods and get to meet some people who live there now and who are, you know, living their lives today.
Well, you know, logistically, as you mentioned, it is difficult for people who live on the north side, maybe in some of the suburban collar counties, to get into the south side. It's a little bit more of a haul. You know, for you, Jeffrey, being a North Sider, how often did you, before working this, did you get to the South Side? Did you go down and explore some of these neighborhoods?
Well, the other thing that's interesting is I, like so many people in Chicago, have family history on the South Side, right? I come from a Jewish family. A lot of Jews come from South Shore. My dad came from South Shore and went to Hyde Park High. So when I was a kid, go down, visit Grandma Bear. She lived on 55th Street, you know, in one of those great old residential hotels that became apartment buildings along the lakefront. I think hers was called the Park Shore. But, you know, there was the Sherry, the Powhatan. So I did actually, and I think many people like me, my mom was a West Sider. She grew up in Austin. So and when I was a kid, one set of grandparents lived in Austin, another grandparents lived in Hyde Park. And, of course, everyone as a kid, everyone went to the Museum of Science and Industry. Didn't matter where you were from, you know. But another thing Eddie and I were talking about beforehand was that these neighborhoods are very balkanized. So, like, Eddie growing up in Beverly, you maybe never went 10 blocks west to another neighborhood, right?
Right. Spending the summer shooting in these neighborhoods, there were, you know, places that we were 5 minutes from where I grew up that, like, I'd never been there. You know, and I have to admit, I didn't know where Pullman was, you know, growing up. Like, it was
so
never
that,
on
isn't
our
that interesting? Because how long would that have taken
and
you
it's
to
like
get from your
house? It's like a 5 minute
ride.
You know, I could have got there on my bike in 10 or something.
You're 12 years old in Beverly, you're not thinking about, I'm going to go explore all the neighborhoods of Chicago. That's, yeah, right. I grew up in Wonder Lake, Illinois, and I didn't go to Marengo. You know, 20 minutes over. One of the big elements of the South Side of Chicago is the African-American community. That, of course, the West Side, too. But in the South Side, that's premier. You're talking about Englewood. You're talking about Bronzeville. There are a lot of neighborhoods, Auburn, Gresham, Chatham. Neighborhoods that I don't want to say are forgotten, because that's disrespectful in some ways. But they're neighborhoods that maybe get identified in the current news because of some of the socioeconomic problems, violence being one of them. When you guys are looking at neighborhoods on the South Side of Chicago that are predominantly African American, what's the takeaway? I mean, are you looking at the vast history of it and also showing us how it got to the point where they're at now?
I want Eddie to address this, but one of the things I want to say before that is, with all of these shows that I've done on WTTW, people immediately assume that what we want to do is this big sort of gushy Valentine to these neighborhoods. And the actual reality is that would be intensely boring, even for people who live there. People want to know the real story. That's what's interesting. So we don't shy away from acknowledging what goes on. But why don't you take it from there?
You know, we have to acknowledge what goes on, but we don't dwell on it. And we're not saying it doesn't exist. And it's, you know, it's, we don't have, you know, the capability to really, you know, cover everything.
Yeah, and it's not a documentary on current events. That's not what you're doing either.
But for example, Rashana Baldwin, who Eddie picked this woman, Rashana Baldwin, whom we feature in Bronzeville and talk about her.
Yeah, she does. She does a radio segment on WKKC, What's Good in Englewood.
Yeah.
And she was someone perfect for us because she lives there. She's trying to create, you know, what she does is she tells story, you know, good stories about what's going on and you know, points out to events or, you know, different community organizations in the neighborhood. And she's someone who is, you know, kind of grassroots. I mean, she kind of does all the stuff on her own and, you know, in a sense gives a tour of Englewood to the people who live there, who, you know, she says, like, you know, people come up to me and say, oh, I never knew, you know, we had this restaurant, or I never knew this organization was available. And she, you know, was like, well, here it is. And I'm telling you, it's there. So she was someone who's like, this is, yeah, she's not trying to, you know, tell everyone that the crime and stuff doesn't exist, but she's trying to, you know, show some good. And that's kind of what we're doing, too. We're not saying it doesn't exist. We're not attempting to solve it or come up with an answer for it. We just want to say, hey, there's also other things out there.
Well, the show is Chicago South Side, the television tour. It airs on Channel 11 on November 30th at 7:30. Eddie, I got to ask you before we go, from editing and producing and putting this together, do you got a good Jeffrey Bear impression at this point?
I've got a little bin called Outtakes. And I'll just, you know, that might be on the DVD special or maybe the WTTW Christmas party reel. But, you know, I'll just say that we record voiceover in Jeffrey's stand-ups, and I hear him all day long. So I'll have a little conversation with him sometimes.
How many times do we hear, moving south? Do we get a lot of that?
I try to avoid cliche wherever possible.
Jeffrey Bear, Eddie Griffin, good to see you guys. Looking forward to this, and also Chicago by drone, Chicago by hovercraft.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Hoverboard, hovercraft would be good too. We should do. You should do Chicago by duck boat. You know, and that would be good.
Absolutely.
There's so many things you can
The small personal submarine.
Good to see you guys. Thanks
for coming
Justin.
In.
Sure thing.